Okay. How should we do this? Okay.
We are Brown Boy Pods.
You want an intro?
Intro? I think you did the intro.
This is the intro.
The intro?
This is the intro.
So guys, we uploaded that episode. A clip?
Last week,
like three days ago.
This is gonna come out tomorrow, so that was yesterday. Yeah,
so yesterday, and we got a lot of backlash.
We got so much backlash.
Like all the white people and everything, they're like, oh, this is my country, leave it, go back. Like,
bro, I'm born here. They don't realize that, right? I was getting so much hate, and I'm the one that like said everything, but I'm born here. And the funniest thing was, like, if you read some of the comments, pull up your phone and read some of the comments, right? I got people telling me that they don't want me here, they don't want this, they don't want that. They're like, go back to your country. I'm like, where am I supposed to go? Ontario? I'm born here, bro. Right? And then people don't realize that they're business owners get in Canada are immigrants.
Whoever commented, Brown Boy Pods, here's your own
shirt. Yeah, and then people had this misconception about them paying like 70% of their wages, but that's for refugees and not even like international students.
Yeah, that is not international students. There used to be a policy for like school students here, like the school students,
yeah.
Teenagers,
yeah.
Like 50% of their wages were paid by government.
Yeah.
And it's not up now.
Yeah.
And the policy applies now is 70% of the wages.
Exactly.
Of the refugees.
Yeah, not immigrants or international students. Like, oh, bro, so much I want to say, but I can't. I want to get canceled. I'm going to say half the stuff I want to say. But short story. Or long story short, I said this a second time. Long story short is, if you're hating immigrants for taking your jobs, that's not good, bro. Because like most people that come here take jobs that you guys don't want, right? And they work three times harder than you. I'm gonna stick to this, right? And then some people in the comments were like, oh no, they don't work hard, they don't do this. And I'm like, bro, half the kids I know in university are either first generation Canadians or they came to Canada to study, right?
Yeah.
And then if you go to university anywhere, Canadians, like 50% of Canadians don't even tend to go to school post-secondary, right?
Yeah, they go for blue-collar jobs.
Yeah, they go for blue-collar jobs, and then they'll be like, oh, this guy took my opportunity. I could have been in university. It's like, bro, you never wanted to go to school, and this is just their excuse for everything. Like, you know what I mean, right? That's what really, like, got me. Other than that, like, people don't realize that, like, back home isn't good. That's why people come here for a better life for them and their kids, right?
The thing with back home is good.
For most people.
Not for most people, but if you have a business setup or something.
Yeah.
Like some people do come here,
yeah.
Have businesses back there.
Yeah.
And come here.
Yeah.
For a better life, nobody. You don't have a better life here. If you have a business set in India,
yeah.
Like you earn good money, you have a paid off house.
Yeah.
You have paid off cars and everything, you don't need to come here.
Yeah, no, that I get that. I'm just talking about like the people that are like being racist, right? The whole purpose of that video for me like was to kind of end racism towards, well, not, it's obviously not going to end racism, you know what
decrease
I mean?
It.
And decrease racism against like people that come here for a better life. Like white people aren't native to Canada, right?
Yeah, you guys immigrated here too.
You guys immigrated. Yeah, it is immigration. And then they're like, oh, we're settlers, we didn't do anything. No, you're not settlers, you're colonizers. You took over this land right now. Like all the Gore, yeah. Have the same excuse that the natives had back then. Oh, you're taking over our land, you're taking over this, right? You guys took over land too. Like why are you pissed? Like, you know what I'm trying to say, right? But what are your thoughts on like this whole situation,
bro? Same things, bro. Like native people used to live here.
Yeah.
And white people came in, and you guys came here as immigrants, you guys settled in this country, maybe you guys have been living here for like five generations.
Yeah.
And if now we are coming, it's the same thing, buddy.
Yeah, now we're gonna live five generations.
Yeah.
Who knows, right? This is a free country. You don't own this country. But people have this conception about Canada being a white country. No, it clearly states that Canada is a multicultural nation.
Multicultural nation, yeah.
Right? And it's not only that, it praises multiculturalism. And then people are like, oh, this is all because of the Liberal government. It's not. It's been happening since before the Liberal government even came to Canada, bro. Right? Yeah. The Liberal government, sorry, was in power. It's been happening since the Conservatives were ruling Alberta.
Since 1980s.
Yeah. Where they were ruling Canada, right? Stephen Harper, when he was president or prime minister. Since Stephen Harper was prime minister, Canada's been saying that, oh, it's a multicultural nation. And that's just what I've seen, right? But it's been happening since before that, right? People don't realize that you can't just have one like if you have Canada, for example, sorry, I'm stuttering. But if Canada was a white nation, the economy would go to shit, bro. Half the business owners in Canada are either immigrants or once were immigrants, and they provide the most jobs out of everyone. And they don't even only hire brown people, they hire everyone, right?
See, most of the construction companies,
yeah,
most of the hire companies, they're owned by brown people.
Yeah.
Brown people, Asian people.
Yeah.
Asian people, I would say, more. Mm-hmm. And they hire white people and black and everyone.
Yeah.
Work for them, work with them. And like most of the construction companies you guys work in as blue collar jobs are owned by brown people.
Exactly. People don't realize that. And they'll go to work on their 9-to-5. They'll be all nice to their boss. This is one thing. Canadians, how people say Canadians are the nicest? They're nicest on the outside, but on the inside, everyone's the same. Everyone's hateful on the inside. Yeah. Canada is the most racist country I've ever seen in my life. And I'm going to go as far as saying it's more racist than America. Just because the type of racism is different doesn't mean it's not racist, right? Canada's racism is hidden, but it exists, right?
It exists, bro.
Like, I'm born here, and I was getting people... The people were telling me to go back to my country. Like, bro, I'm from here. Where am I supposed to go, right? Like, even then, you shouldn't tell anyone that, like, came here legally, right, to go back to their country. They got here. The government allowed them to come here. Who are you to tell them to go back, right?
Yeah. See, if someone comes on his, like, study permits and everything.
Yeah.
He studied in India. He did his tests and everything. He cleared everything.
Yeah.
Then he came here.
Yeah.
He didn't, like, immediately, like, a refugee.
That's the thing, bro. People don't realize that you need, like...
Like refugees are the one who doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
They get into this country.
Yeah.
Like, students, they do study. They have paid their fees. They have paid their taxes.
Yeah.
And everything.
You know what I don't get? We let in so many people from Ukraine and Canada, but they don't have anything to say to them, but they say stuff to us. Right?
Like,
we were actually working. Those guys literally just came to a different country that's not even theirs, just for protection. Like, bro, okay, so that's okay for you. But if we're trying to, like, come here and actually, like, help the economy, that's bad. And I think there's so many immigrants, not immigrants, refugees that they took from Ukraine. Is that because they're white? Is that the only reason that they don't hate?
Yeah.
Right?
They're giving them free houses. Free money.
Yeah, exactly. Free everything.
Free everything while we are working for everything.
Well, we work for stuff. That's what they don't realize. We're not getting anything for free. There's no handouts here. Like, we work for our stuff. And yeah, we do work 3 times as hard. These refugees that come in, they don't work hard. They don't do anything. And I've seen this happen, right? Like, you're blaming us for taking spots in universities while refugees are getting spots in universities.
Oh yeah, they don't even know how to speak.
Exactly. They don't know the language. At least we're learning the language, right? So what's the difference there? So you're okay with refugees being here, but you're not okay with immigrants. And yet there are more refugees coming into Canada than there are immigrants at the moment. Right? It's a sad life, bro.
There was a comment on a video, let me just put it down.
Yeah. Oh, who was it?
I said, like, there were a million...
1.5 million?
Yeah, 1.5 million.
Oh, yeah, this pissed me off.
Bro, most of those 1 million were refugees, not international students.
Yeah. Oh, no, you know what else pissed me off, bro? Yo, you know the comment where someone was like, you guys didn't take refugees in from Myanmar? But, bro, India's population is 1.5 billion, right? And the landmass is less than half of Canada. How are they gonna let in refugees when they don't even have space? Bro, Canada has space. That's what people don't realize. Canada has space for refugees. They have space for international students. They have space for immigrants, right? And
yeah, they do have space. Like, India doesn't have space.
They have nothing, bro.
India doesn't have more resources. They have enough resources. Like, they don't, they have lower resources.
Yeah, exactly. So you can't blame India for not letting in people when they don't have, they physically can't let in more people. But then you're getting mad at Canada, the government, bro. You should be getting mad at the government for letting in so many people. First of all, it's not even wrong for Canada to let in so many people because there's such a big landmass, right? And the population is less than California's for the whole country. And California is smaller than Alberta. Like, you know what I mean?
Bro, that's the thing, bro. Like, here, if you see the houses too, like, the houses are built on so low lots.
Yeah.
Like, we don't have land, bro. Like, no front yard, no backyard, no anything, bro. And when they say, like, the refugees are coming and they will build the apartments, they will build, like,
condos. Yeah, they're building condos for them.
Condos for them and giving them free houses when we paid for our houses.
Bro, you know what's happening in Canada? You know how Detroit, you know what happened in Detroit? So what they did was, so they took all of the African American community and they pushed them to the outskirts, and they pushed them into like that one land in Detroit. You know how kind of like Northeast is?
Yeah.
This is all political. You know why there's so many brown people in Northeast? Because the government is, it's about like the house prices, like John Gate, like they make the houses like cheaper. So immigrants would move there in that certain area, and then so the rest of Calgary would just be protected. So they'll just have their own bubble. And that happened in Detroit. And there's big documentaries on this. And we even learned this in school, bro. That's the thing. We learn about this stuff in school, but people still don't understand it.
Yeah, man, that's the thing, bro. Like, you see brown people are everywhere, basically. Even if we see Northeast.
Yeah.
Even if we go to, like, Southwest, Southeast.
No, I'm just talking about the bubble. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the bubble in Northeast was a different thing. But yeah. Like, there's so many international students, brown people.
Yeah. We're making it big.
Yeah. We're making it big, bro. There's some like roads, if you go there, they have big houses.
Yeah.
And they have like expensive cars, bro.
Exactly, bro. And then maybe that's where the jealousy comes from, is these people can't like understand that we actually work hard. And I'm saying we as in brown people, and I am Canadian. I'm still going to refer to us as we, because I do associate with
brown
people, because I am brown, right? My parents were immigrants. I'm a first generation Canadian, right? The thing is that no matter what you say, you can just evidently tell that you're jealous of these people coming in and working harder than you, working jobs that you don't want, but still making more money than you overall in the long run and being more successful. And they're studying and they have degrees.
The main thing is like white people, they drink and go clubbing a lot.
Yeah.
So they don't save money.
While yeah.
Most of the brown people, where they work on weekdays,
yeah.
weekends, even if they want to chill, they'll go out,
yeah.
hang out with friends,
yeah.
or go to clubs and waste money.
That's why I'm saying that Canada is one of the most racist countries I've ever been to, bro.
Like, if a person is working the same job as you,
yeah,
and he has a Mustang and you have a 2010 Toyota Camry,
yeah,
bro, you're doing something wrong.
Why don't we just like look at each other and get motivated rather than just hating and then try to bring someone down to where you are? Don't try to bring someone down to where you are. Try to learn from them, look up to them, and see how they made it, right? That's the main takeaway, honestly.
Like yesterday too, we went to the malls.
Yeah.
And we asked people if they, what are their views on this?
Yeah.
And what are their experiences so far in Canada? Most of them were like, bro, I want to tell this.
Yeah, and they get scared.
And when we were like, oh, can we record? They're like, no.
You know why? Because they're scared of racism.
Yeah, they're scared of racism.
Because they've experienced more than anyone. I don't know, you probably experienced a lot of racism.
Yeah, in high school I did.
Right, in high school, right? Like me, I did not so much in school, but after university, like recently, I've experienced so much, bro. And it's always in the workplace too, is whenever I see someone that's like hiring. Like I went to one interview and they couldn't say my name properly, and I corrected them four times. No, I corrected them four times, right, about my name being like how I pronounce it, right? And they just kept looking at me as if like I'm the weirdo. Like, bro, you can't pronounce my name. I'm trying to be respectful. The least you can do is like pronounce my name right. I took time out of my day to come to this interview for something that I know I'm capable of doing. I have a degree in the field, right?
Yeah.
I'm not just coming there for the interview. And I'm probably more qualified than everyone that was there. Like, it was a group interview, and I knew by just looking at them, like, I was more qualified. The way they were talking, I knew my stuff. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I
know. And the least they could do was just pronounce my name correctly, bro. Like, at least try. Like, they weren't even trying. They just kept saying the same thing. It was like, Paris. Like, no, it's not Paris, bro.
Same with my name, bro. Like, some of the white people, they actually try to say your name correct.
Respect for them.
Yeah, most of them, they were like, no, we will say this incorrectly.
Hmm.
Like, I used to play rugby in university. I was still playing next year.
Yeah.
And most of my teammates, they were always like, Manak, are we like pronouncing your name correct?
Yeah.
Like they were respectful towards me. And they're all white. There's no brown people.
Because it was a brotherhood, right?
Like, yeah, so it's just like me, I was the only brown person there.
Yeah.
They were all like white and South African.
Yeah, that's the thing. When it's a brotherhood, then people are very connected to each other and they're more likely to respect you, right? But the thing is that in Canada right now, there's two groups. One group, it involves everyone that's born in Canada. And one group is immigrants or people that aren't native to Canada, right?
Yeah.
And not within that group that are born in Canada, even brown people, Asian people, black people, white people, they all hate on the people that are coming in. And they don't realize that their families were just in this spot that most of these international students are in and these immigrants are in. They're just trying to have fun. And I don't agree with, like, I know you're the same. We don't agree with people coming to Canada, taking advantage of Canada, ruining Canada, you know, that type of stuff, right?
Yeah.
Like, you're not getting, like, people that, like, come over and then, like, actually do shit that's wrong, right? They commit crimes. That's wrong, obviously. I'm not advocating for that. What we're advocating for is no racism against these people for simply coming and trying to make a better life for themselves.
Like, I've seen people come into this country and make big of their lives. They make big money, they have their own companies, they work.
Yeah.
And I've seen the same people, like, the same people who come with them committing crimes.
Exactly.
Like, I'm not with those people who are committing crimes and doing dumb, like, shit.
Yeah.
I'm with people who are doing big things, and you guys are hating on them for doing big.
While you're they're sitting jealous, on, bro. That's like, what comes up to jealousy.
Yeah, while you're sitting on your couch and eating your chips.
That's the thing. You guys are, you guys, like, most Canadians, they work 9 to 5, they come home.
Let me just grab my beef jerky, bro.
No, you know what most Canadians do? They work their 9 to 5, and they go home, chill, and they don't work till Monday. Right?
Bro, see,
you know what I mean?
Even 9 to 5, some of, like, my friends,
yeah,
they work 9 to 5, then they will have a part-time job with it.
Exactly.
On weekends.
Exactly.
And when these people get, like, expensive houses and cars, you guys are jealous because they're working with you and they're working after you go home and chill.
That's the thing. Okay, so I know whether you be first generation Canadian, right? Whether your parents are from India and you're the first born here, you're a Canadian citizen, you're still more hardworking than people that have been here for generations. And that's simply because of the mindset, because of what you've seen your parents go through. Like, personally, I've seen my parents go through a lot, and that's why I work as hard as I do, right? Like, we're working, right?
Yeah.
And we have a podcast. Like, we're not getting anything from this. We're just trying to spread love. We're just trying to, like, news.
We're spending on this. We spend money for this.
Yeah, bro, we're losing money. Yeah. We're losing so much money.
We just do this for fun, bro. Like, I work after this.
Yeah, I'm gonna drop you off to work, and then I'm gonna go home and edit this, bro, probably. Like, and it's Monday, bro.
And it's Monday. Same thing tomorrow and Thursday, bro.
It's crazy. And we have, like, 5 episodes recorded already, right? Like,
yeah.
Bro, we take this shit seriously. And follow Brown Boy Pods on Instagram and TikTok. Make us viral. But yeah, man, at the end of the day, yeah, if you're born in Canada, right, and but your parents are, like, not from Canada, right, you're just as hardworking as people that come to Canada. And that's because you've seen your parents go through a lot. But people that have been here for generations, they don't have that same drive, because you guys don't face what we faced in terms of racism, in terms of judgment, in terms of prejudice, all that stuff.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I totally understand that. Because some of the people, white people,
yeah,
they might have a British accent or something, they will call them some, like, Canadians. Like, I'm born here, I'm Canadian.
Yeah.
They're Canadians, why are we not?
Oh, you know what pissed me off the most? It was the brown people that were hating against immigrants coming in and the international students coming in. That pissed me off so much.
That pisses me. Like, this brings me to the last story I told you guys, the auntie story.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, bro.
It's coming out way later.
Yeah, so the story was, like, we were playing ball.
Yeah.
In the local park, you know, just playing with my friends. We were big guys, all three.
Yeah.
And so there was this kid. He was, like, my brother's age.
Yeah.
Like, 11. He was 11. And he was smaller than my brother, like,
yeah,
shorter, and he didn't have, like, much body mass.
Yeah.
So he was like, oh, can I play with you guys? I'm like, no, because you will get injured.
Yeah, which is fair.
Which is fair, bro. I don't want any kid to get injured. Like, he was brown.
Yeah.
I don't want a brown kid to get injured.
What the point? What
the point? So I picked him up from the court and, like, just placed him on the other side of the grass. I'm like, you can go play with other guys.
You picked him up?
Yeah, I'm like, you can go play with other guys or something else. And he was like, oh, I want to play ball when I get old, like, older and everything. So I'm like, okay, I'll just go eat good at home, right?
Yeah.
Get good nutrition.
Yeah.
Drink milk, you know, that good calcium, your bones will be good.
Let me guess, he got pissed off?
Yeah, no, he got pissed off. Told his mom. His mom got offended, bro. Just for the fact I told their kid to drink dodh.
We'll talk about the chemist.
Yeah. So this auntie comes in with her husband.
Yeah.
And they're eating ice cream, guys. And ice cream is made of cream or milk.
Yeah, a lot of it.
Yeah, a lot of it. And this guy comes in, oh, I'm a chemist. You don't know if milk is good for you.
Yeah.
There's a studies. Like, yes, if you drink 2 liters of milk every day, you might get something. But if you drink a good amount every day, you will get protein
exactly.
and calcium for your bones.
Exactly.
Like, I have been drinking milk all my life. Like, still, I drink milk. And he's like, no, I'm a chemist. Your facts are wrong. You told my kid to drink milk. That's not very good of you.
Should we do Alexa? Should we ask Alexa?
Alexa? Alexa? Okay,
yeah, sure. Okay, never mind.
Alexa?
We'll do it at the end.
Okay, yeah,
we'll do it at the end.
Yeah.
What were you saying? Continue, sorry.
So I was asking them, like, Uncle, how is milk not good? He's like, you Punjabis, you have this thing in your...
Oh, was he not Punjabi?
Yeah, he was speaking in Punjabi.
Yeah.
He's like, no, that's Punjabi. I'm like, I'm Uncle... was barely like 5'7", 5'8". Well, I'm just telling you, I am 6'3", if you guys don't know.
Yeah.
I'm 6'3", and I'm telling that kid to drink milk because it's good for his bones.
Yeah.
And I play sports, I'm an athlete too.
You know what you should have been like? You should have just went up to uncle and he's like, uncle, pata na dadi nahi pita.
Yeah, and auntie's like, oh, tuhi mere bache nu adda karta, adda karta. I'm like, auntie, he doesn't have any signs of injury.
Yeah.
He's eating ice cream, which is made of milk.
Yeah.
And ask the other guys how much was he trying to intervene in our game?
Yeah.
Where he can get injured.
Bro, you know what's crazy?
Yeah, bro, he was a teeth bacha.
Yeah.
And when I asked him to leave, he got offended and called his mommy.
That's the thing, bro. Like, apne hero, apne, especially, okay. I've noticed this trend.
No, I can tell that auntie has been here for like 15 years or 20 years. Okay, man, you know English. You don't have to like speak in English to me and speak in Punjabi to your husband and then say Punjabi and he come.
Yeah, that's the thing. Gal pata ki people jede bacche itthe de bahut born are ya fir jinna nu bahut time ho janda itthe aun de oh goryan de chamche ban jande. I've noticed that so much.
Yeah, I've noticed.
Like in our TikTok, there were comments of like kids that were born here, and they're just like putting emojis as like forehead slap emoji, and they'll be like, bro, you don't know what you're talking about. These international students are ruining everything. Okay, maybe like 5% of them aren't good, but the rest aren't doing anything. They're just trying to like study. Bro, they're trying to get a good job. They're trying to get their work permit and then like work.
See, bro, the thing with them is like kids born here, they tend to like please white people. Please their white friends.
Yeah.
Like a brown guy would try to please his whole white group.
Yeah.
To accept him.
Yeah.
So they can be friends.
I never did that either, bro.
If you wanna be friends with me, be friends. I'm gonna stay like this, bro.
That's the thing, right? A lot of people, maybe it's because of where they're born from, maybe they're in a predominantly white city, but cities like maybe Brampton, Toronto, Mississauga, Calgary, Surrey, it happens less there, I think. But like if you're like from Winnipeg, like I think most of the comments that came were from people like cities like Winnipeg, stuff like that, right? And then but these people don't realize it's like, bro, your dad was once an immigrant. Maybe it wasn't your dad, maybe it was your grandpa, maybe it was your great grandpa.
So
it was someone, right?
No.
They went through so much racism, and back then it was so much more, right? And then you still stand here saying like, oh, it's bad that these guys should go home, these guys shouldn't come here. Like, bro, how can you say that?
Yeah, bro. So the same thing is like when I used to high school.
Yeah.
And there was this guy, he's like, oh, you're a fob, you do this, you do that. I'm like, yes, I came from India, buddy, but once your dad came from India too.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, there's no chance. And he himself, he went to India to do, like, grade 8, 9, and 10.
That's crazy.
I'm like, you stayed... Yeah, he's an
Afghan. He was Indian and he was saying this.
No, he was born here, then he went back to India.
No, but, like, his heritage was Indian.
Yeah.
That's crazy, bro.
And there was this guy, he's like, oh, you guys are this. He was Punjabi too. He's like, oh, you guys wear bootcut jeans, check shirts. I'm like, bro, I don't have a bootcut jean.
Bro, you dress like, better than half the kids that are born here.
Yeah, bro.
Like me included. You dress really good. Like, I'll be honest.
Yeah, that's the thing, bro. Some guys will just get a perspective. I was talking to this guy. He's like, oh, you guys want me to do what? Like, he wears skinny jeans.
Bro, okay. You know what people are saying in the comments? They were like, okay, you guys have to assimilate to Canadian culture, you guys have to do that. You don't realize how badly assimilation ended with the First Nations. Like, we're not gonna let that shit slide, right? Like European settlers, colonizers. They weren't colonizers. European colonizers came here and they tried assimilating First Nations, and now they're trying to assimilate immigrants. Okay, I get the assimilation's type of different, right? The type of assimilation is different, right? But you can't just force assimilation upon someone. Okay, no. Okay, that's my thing. This is where I get a little not confused, but I just don't have enough knowledge, right? Like, yeah, okay, people that come here should assimilate to some degree. Right.
Yeah.
They need to follow the rules. They need to follow like the culture, the Canadian culture. But that doesn't mean that they have to forget their own culture, right? But that's what people want. People want people that come here to be exactly like they are, right? And forget everything back home. You can't do that, bro. Like, it's still like your personal identity. Like, you learned about this in school, right? Like, you have different types of identities. Yeah. So, like, your personal identity, your group identity, all that, right? You can't change some of those things, and it's really hard to change. And you can't force someone to change.
If you do, I've seen some guys, like, who were born in India and then came here, like, when they were young.
Yeah.
Like, young.
Yeah.
And then they change your tendencies. Bro, like, you have some things in you, which you lived in India, like the desi things.
No.
You cannot change the desi things, bro.
This
you,
is in India.
You're gonna have the desi things in you.
Yeah, bro, the thing is, if you forget where you come from, then what type of person are you, bro? You can't forget where you come from. That's what makes you, right? Like, if you forget where you come from, that's ruining it for your future generations. Not only yourself, but you're ruining it for your future generations if you, like, forget where you come from.
Like, most of the guys here, like, Singhs up, right?
Huh.
Singhs, they don't die like proper parne pakka. They just die the dugula gritty.
And that's because they probably face so much backlash from people here, right?
Like, I used to die.
No,
like,
I'm not.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying the reason that they do that is so that white people won't say anything.
Like, I used to die a parka, like a full up 8 meter parka.
Yeah.
When I came here.
Yeah.
People used to say things, bro. I'm like, this is my thing. Huh. I'm gonna die this every day.
Yeah.
Maybe like once a week.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna stop doing it. Like, I'm not stopping it.
That's the thing. People need to realize that. That's a good thing. Like, you thought you did. Like, people need to realize that. A lot of people get scared and they start like being scared of judgment.
Black people and white people have their cultures in them.
Yeah.
Like, most of them do their cultural things.
Yeah.
Why should we as brown people in journals should stop trying parking?
Yeah, okay, no.
And
like,
do that.
Yeah. Parking. Why half the holidays that are celebrated in Canada, why are they Christian holidays? Right?
Yeah.
If you're telling us to forget our like religious roots and our like cultural roots, well, you forget yours. Let's not celebrate Christmas in Canada. Let's not make that a national holiday.
Yeah.
Let's not celebrate Thanksgiving. Let's not celebrate anything. Right? Why should we forget our culture if you're not ready to forget yours? Like, you guys are, if you're saying, oh, I'm Canadian, I'm not European, then why are we celebrating European holidays? Why are we celebrating things that like Europeans used to like celebrate, right?
Christmas, yeah.
Christmas is like more Christian, but like, you know what I'm trying to say, right?
I get it, bro. Like, the things with Canada is, most of the white people, they came in like early 90s, bro. Early 1900s.
Yeah.
And they have took over this country.
Yeah.
Then. But now.
No, it was 1700s, bro. Like,
we colonized and everything, right? But after that, India ne hun take over karna shuru karta.
Yeah.
And they have to like puri take over kar li si late 1900s.
Yeah, they're just jealous, bro.
And now brown people are doing the same thing, bro. You guys don't want to work, we will work.
Yeah, we'll work, but we're not gonna like build Canada into our own country. We're not trying to do that. We're just trying to come here for a better life, right? You can keep your white country. Keep your white country, right? Like, we're just trying to work.
We are not converting this into India.
Yeah.
We are just bettering Canada by working for it.
Yeah, and then by the way, like, the laws haven't changed for us, right? Nothing has changed in favor of anyone that comes from like India, right? The laws are still the same, the rules are still the same, the country's still the same, the cities are still the same. There's just more brown people here. Why does that affect you? Does that hurt your ego? Like, that's what I want to ask.
I think it does.
It does, bro. Because we tend to work harder, we have nicer things, and they get jealous. Like, can you pull up your phone for a second? Just go on the comments. Like, there's one that I saved. Maybe it shows up on the thing. Can I see? It's one of the first ones.
The first ones?
Oh my god. See, on our recent TikTok, I'm looking right now, we have 757 comments and only 641 likes.
700 comments is crazy, buddy.
Bro, it's almost 760 comments and 641 likes. And okay, let's just read some of the comments. Okay, someone said, I don't like curry. And then someone's like, it's white people country, brown people are just guests and tenants. White people ancestors built Canada. Those international students chose to come here, no one's forcing them. Yeah, they chose to come here, no one's forcing them. But they chose to come here for a better life, and you can't tell them to go away. And just because you're saying that these European ancestors came here and built Canada, they didn't build Canada. They stole land.
Yeah.
They stole land.
Stole the...
And they tried making it like Europe.
Yeah.
Like, bro, Canada is still under British rule. Like, it still has ties to Europe. And that's all because of the European colonizers that came to Canada and took over the land from these Aboriginals. That's the problem. That's what you don't realize. All you're going to say, and people are going to comment back to this, they're going to be, no, it is a white people country. Oh, there's majority white people. Not anymore, bro.
It is not a white people country, bro. It's a multicultural country. We have Asian people, we have Middle Eastern, we have brown people.
Yeah.
We have black people here, we have white, we have native people.
Yeah. And then
we have everything.
A couple years ago, I remember when a lot of Filipino people were coming here, they would get a lot of hate. They would get a lot of hate. We're the next target. And then in a few years, it's going to be Somalia next, because there's a lot of people from Somalia coming in now, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's just always changing. Like, people just hate so much.
I've seen Philippines, like, our brown people, Somalian people, Mexican people.
Yeah.
They are a lot nicer and less racist than these, like, white people.
Oh, yo.
Like, I've seen racism in brown people.
Yeah.
Like, brown people being racist to brown people, like I told the story.
Yeah.
But, like, in like Philippines and brown people, they are not as much racist.
Yeah.
Like Filipinos do the same thing as we were reading the comments.
Yeah.
Like one manager goes up and then every staff is brown.
Yeah.
No, brown people don't do that.
Okay.
Filipinos does.
So one issue with brown people, which I'm going to say very loudly, is the caste system. And it's the division that we see in within brown people.
And जिधर low caste वाले सीखे, they didn't use to tie turbans.
Yeah.
So our gurus, they wanted everyone to be equal. They wanted everyone to be equal. So they gave us all a turban.
Yeah.
ताहिं से मुसारा ने पाग देती कहीं ना?
हम्म.
ते पाग दा आप थोड़ा इज्जत करी जाए?
Yeah.
Because I've seen people like saying do like.
Yeah.
Well, that's not like do that good is not.
Did you see who's that guy? जिन्हें Mani Sandhu
Oh, Akali Jaya Singh. Huh. He's a good guy. Bro.
He's
like,
a good guy.
Like he has full knowledge. He's like, hey, BBN, good guy. Akali Jaya Singh, shout out, bro. आप टैग भी करते होंगे।
हाँ, सही कह रहा।
Bro, the thing is, वो पीछे जुड़ा कर लेते हैं। He said this very loud and clear.
हाँ।
वो क्लब पर जान लो करते हैं।
हाँ।
Because club is if you go with a goodie on your head. On top, that doesn't look good.
Exactly.
And pug is not supposed to be worn to clubs.
Yeah.
It's a disrespect to pug if you like. जब तक पग बननी है,
हाँ.
फिर तो ये क्लब में जाने में इसे disrespect.
यार मैंने एक चीज notice की थी अपने trend आ रहे हैं अपने पंजाबियों से. पंजाबियों से ही कले सारे क्या ला धोखा जी आ रहे हैं पर पंजाबियों से बहुत आ रहे हैं ये गलत कर ला. अपने लोग कैसीनो बहुत जान ला पे क्लब बहुत जान ला पे
गैम्बलिंग था अपने है नहीं
हां गैम्बलिंग होना लॉट गैम्बो
है ना
पर फिर जो कैसीनो में जाने हैं है ना जब भी हमें स्कूल के कोल कैसीनो होती सी एंड जब भी तो नंगे थे सी पहला तो गोरे दिखते दे होते सी है ना बाय द टाइम आई केम टू ग्रेड 12 सारे अपने ब्रो
नो ब्रो दैट्स द थिंग हुण ओके आई डोंट से कि मैं उदा नहीं करता आई डोंट डू अ डू लाइक गुड
हां
लाइक मैं नॉर्मल होते से ते बाल रख के केस रख के अपने बैंडाना बांधा
फिर जी हां
Do commando sing when I go to get groceries.
Exactly.
When I go to work when I go to get like clothes or anything.
Yeah. Yo, what are your thoughts on Akaltak like banning like destination weddings and like certain clothes that girls can't wear?
Bro, that's totally good, bro. Like apni anandakaras is do rohana
mein. No, I'm talking about like destination
weddings. Destination, yeah. Tujhe destination ka to karni hai. Like they said, like I heard this, I saw this on Insta.
Yeah.
Like a guy is like, jithi na anandakara karna, do it in the gurdwara.
Huh.
Jithi apni reception karni hai, just a party.
Huh.
Phir tu chal jao par guru sahab nu jehde guru granth sahab nu utthe na leke
ja. Yeah. Okay.
Don't take the granth up there.
I respect that. My what about like how jehde Akal Takht, like how they said like girls can't wear certain things to the gurdwara.
But jo bhi kudiyan ne mana karde hai, it's good bro. Kudiyan di respect honi chahiye bibiyan ne apni,
hai na. Haan, sahi gal
hai. Hun kai kudiyan nahi sundiyan bro. Like I've seen some girls, they don't listen.
Par inni jyada backlash mili si hai bande nu. So this guy made a TikTok. He's like, apne Sikh munde te Sikh kudiyan, like Sikh guys and girls, they're not allowed to date Muslim people. And I agree. Right? Apne likha hai ki they're not allowed to.
I do agree with not dating Muslim people.
Yeah.
Because there's a
No hate.
I've talked to my Muslim friends about this
too. Yeah.
Like they were asking me why.
Yeah.
The why is our religious viewpoints don't match.
And two reasons. One's historical reason and one's religious reason. The historical aapko bachcha gal karna hai to pata
historical bhi hai apne religious cha aaya hun je main koi muslim parent na like a muslim and a Sikh guy like partners I would say guy or girl partners they can't live together because muslims have to eat halal and Sikhs are not allowed to eat halal
we're not allowed it literally says we're not allowed
so othe hi like that khanda hi mel nahi hunda like you guys cannot eat together
if you can't eat together how are you going to live together right that's the main thing
that's the main thing and then they have to do halal things and everything like aap pata kar liye nahi like we are not doing that
and my thing is like on the religious Muslim people they will agree with this they will say the same things like you're not allowed to date outside of Islam right you're not allowed to date out a Sikh person. They'll say the same thing. The issue is the kids that aren't religious, right? But if you're religious, right? Even to some extent, you should respect this because it literally like historical reasoning, like after the Sikh Empire against the Mughals, they did a lot of bad things, right?
Oh, wait, you know what I mean? Like there was this couple in high school.
Yeah.
Munda Hindu si. The kudi Muslim.
Huh.
I'm like before starting.
Yeah.
Ek dujhe like karan to pehla hi.
Huh.
You guys knew.
Yeah.
Ki Hindu wale the parents nahi manna. Muslim wale the parents nahi manna.
Yeah.
Why would you guys go into the relationship?
Exactly. That's the thing.
Like apniya feelings nu grow hi kyun karan daoge when you know it's not gonna work out.
That's the
like if there's some other reasons ki work out nahi hoga you can. Obviously fix that.
No, 100%.
Religious and family, you cannot fix that.
Yeah, I'm not gonna say this. Okay, I'm not even gonna say this. Okay, this is gonna be beep. Okay, next thing I wanna talk about is I saw recently on TikTok that a Punjabi Sikh kuri was getting married in a church with a Christian kuri. A Punjabi Sikh girl getting married. Yeah, so for all you guys that don't know Punjabi, there was a Punjabi Sikh girl that got married to a Christian white girl within a church, and the pictures that I saw were of them being very intimate. You know how It wasn't even a nandhgaraj. You're not even allowed to have nandhgaraj like that, right? It has to be, a nandhgaraj is supposed to be between a guy and a girl, and it can't be between the same gender. What are your thoughts about that?
See, man, just the thing, like Punjabi family, we're doing there.
Yeah.
I don't know how her parents were.
I don't think her parents were, like, I don't think she talks to her parents, from what I could tell.
Yeah, so when you talk to your parents, if you say you're gay, you're dead.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, there's a flying chappal straight up to your head. Bro.
Right, I thought this was going to be an easy episode to edit. Oh my god.
No, it's a simple viewpoint.
Yeah.
If you're Punjabi, you like, oh, I'm gay, and you go to your parents and be like, oh, I'm gay, mommy. Mommy, the chakla ni chappal.
Okay, just like the first guy that we talked about in the first ever episode, this type of stuff, if you're religious, you should not. Okay.
Like that guy.
Jay Hanga. If you are, like, binga, like, I don't know how to say binga. It. If you're not straight, but you're sick, right? Don't, like, I don't know if it's, I don't think it's allowed, first of all. But ajkal de culture jidda vi hega, whatever, if you want to be that, be it, but don't like disrespect the religion by doing very outrageous things that don't look good with Sikhi, right? Like don't twerk, right?
Let me just tell you, one old banda, he shows he's very religious by keeping his beard.
Oh my god, yeah, bro. And he's wearing makeup on top of that, bro.
Dhani ja kake makeup karke pag banda, that's disrespect to dada and pag.
100%.
Bro, okay, so there's some like apni amritari bibi who was beard.
Yeah, but that's different. That's different.
It's a different thing. Oh, mara mota makeup. I don't think the makeup's allowed, but yeah, jo bhi hai. But jada oh banda ya. He should not be allowed by anyone to wear pug and twerk.
Exactly.
Like, that's the khilaf nahi. Main nahi kehta ki tu gay na ho, tu e na ho. Tu jo marzi kar.
Haan. Pug
na pal phir.
That's what you said. Pen episode.
Yeah, I said this same thing in the first episode. Okay. I'm gonna say this again.
Yeah.
I'm not against you guys. Like, okay.
No one's against you
or anything, right?
Yeah.
But if you're gay,
yeah.
Phir religion ho na mein chale gaya.
Haan, wahi ta gall hai. Okay. Another thing. So with the girl situation that I talked about that I saw on TikTok, right? Yeah. All the comments by like Sikh people that I saw were like, oh, good on you, congratulations, oh, all this. Like, are you trying to push this, bro? Are you trying to like change the religion? Like, if so, make a new sect, bro. Don't ruin Sikhi.
Just don't ruin Sikhi, bro.
Yeah.
Or maybe gave it. So I saw this Singh on Insta.
Yeah.
He's from India.
Yeah.
And he used to be a Banda Singh.
Huh.
With a goodie on top. And now he's a Janani. With no goodie.
Beep.
Bro, no, beep really. Bro. And the comments are like, oh my god, girl, you're so cute. Oh my god, congratulations.
Can I clip this?
Man, othera, it brings to the same thing. Gender change is not
allowed. I'm dying.
Like, gender change is not allowed. It's
Yo, you know what's gonna happen? Jinhe asli like Sikh, jinhe pata Sikhi bare, they're all gonna back us, hana? But jinhe nahi pata, hun comment apne hate apne haath mein aani hun dekhi.
Bro, see, mainu koi gal nahi hai. If you guys wanna hate me, eh gal te, just bring me a fact.
100%.
Ki Guru Granth Sahib ji che kithe likhya ki you can be gay.
No, you know, ohna da pata ki hunda, ohna di argument eh hundi hai ki aapa sab to jyada accepting religion hai. We're accepting to people in general, but we're not like,
We're not accepting gender change, buddy.
Yeah. Like, Sikhi, jo marzi kalo, it is a conservative religion. Just like most religions.
Like, you know how that guy promotes his content?
Yeah.
Oh, I used to be a guy.
Okay. You know what it is? Yeah. You know what it is? Okay. The purpose, even in Sikhi, it says we have to grow the panth, right? Aba grow karna, right? If you're gonna change your gender, like, you can't. Like, you know what I mean? There's no
panth ke to badhuga. By the way, guys, this is a short episode because we are replying. Most of the episode was replying to the comments.
Yeah, man.
We have like two episodes more.
Yeah.
But
we have four episodes, technically, because one of them is like basically two episodes.
Yeah.
So we have four episodes total, but we're going to save those for future because stuff's happening. Not going to say anything right now. But like, stuff's happening, so we're gonna post those then.
Most importantly, I'm working like 10 days straight.
Yeah.
So
and that's gonna be, so I'm gonna see the whole clip and at the end it's gonna be aww. Oh yeah, we're gonna make a clip of like everyone hating us and then our reply is gonna be aww. Aww.
Oh, on the thing with haters, like, yeah. I have seen things, same to gender change things, like, oh my god, good for you.
Good for you.
Like, I know that the comment on the like, this video goes viral, the clip of the pure things that they're gonna back us, bro.
They're
gonna
back us, yeah.
Even
conservative white people are gonna back us, bro, right?
Oh, yeah.
The only people that aren't gonna back us are these liberal Sikhs, which I don't even know if you don't follow Sikhi properly, you're not a Sikh, right? Like for me, okay, there's different types of Sikh, right? Ikhunda, Amritdhari, Sahitdhari, another one, right? There's four.
Yeah, definitely.
Right, but like, nowhere does it say that you can change the religion, right? It's just how you practice it. You can't change the religion in order for it to benefit you.
Sikhi means Sikh. Sikh means
to learn.
A one. Who's learning?
Yeah.
Learner. We learn our whole life. Some people learn it quick. Some people take time.
Yeah.
But sadhe ko time hai ga sakno.
Yeah. So that's my thing. Okay, even these people, they can come on the right path down the line. Right. For now, all I'm saying is, the religion is meant to guide you. You're not meant to change the religion to fit your narrative.
Oh yeah.
100%. Right.
100% Like. We did not say the gender change. Like, there's not one single gender change, bro.
Yeah.
There's like 3-4 on Instagram. You know, another Insta nahi pata.
Huh.
I'm not pulling up their Instagrams.
Like, bro.
But I have seen there, like, oh, she doesn't used to talk to me, and now her boyfriend is talking to me. Like, man, that is not achievement, buddy.
Bro, we're gonna get hate. Oh my god.
Bro, this is not an achievement.
Oh, have you seen that? The guy that does Gidda? Oh,
Sangeet,
Hey, Balu, if you're watching, bro, tenu koi hate nahi, tu dance boss hona karda, par tu na thoda ya.
Thoda ya zesty segment.
Zesty.
Thoda ya zesty segment.
Oh my god.
That's aapko sahi hai. You only came to ite.
Kya bhi?
Bow Valley College.
No way. To do what?
Gidda.
Gidda. India to flight lagaya gidda pon.
No, it was not Balu. It was some other star. Manu nahi pata kya hai. There was one.
No hate to that guy though, but that guy's like killing it right now. Apparently he has a school, he makes so much money, bro.
Yeah, he makes money, but
for the wrong reasons.
Thoda zesty.
Zesty, haan, bhai, gidda, like, kudiyan, like, it's like a girl dance. Like, I do bhangra, right? Okay, I do bhangra, but I've been doing it professionally since I was 13. Never have I, like, ek do step hunde bhangre che, that, like, the footwork, like, is like gidda. But never do you actually do gidda, you know what I mean, right? Like, it's just different. It's meant, oh, I don't know. Oh, this is gonna get cancelled, bro. I'm gonna get cancelled. Well,
the dance is not allowed.
And dance isn't allowed. That's another thing. That's another thing that I've been thinking about.
You should do bhangra.
I still do it, but I don't know. For me, it's just like, expression. Like, how gode di dukhan apne horda bhangra hunde hunde, right? Like, I'm getting old. But like, the thing is like, bhangra for me is like, okay. Bhangra for me is like an escape, right?
Yeah, I get it.
Hana, like on Joe, tol baida hunda, hana si tol te paunde hana, jo tol baida hunda, boliyan pendiyan, it's fun. Like you nikal jande hai tu baad, right? Like you just like focus on the dance, you forget everything else for that 8-9 minutes. Yeah, and it's good cardio.
That's good cardio.
Shout out to Tanu Punjab di. Yeah, okay. Go follow.
So
follow us.
At the end, the conclusion.
Hate the government. Hate the government. Hate the game. Don't hate the player. Right, 100%.
Player doesn't hate that. Player's gonna play.
Yeah, player's gonna play. Don't hate the game, bro. Don't hate us, bro. Like us, meaning like just brown people, right? I got so many job opportunities taken away from me because of who I am, because of my name, right?
That's okay, guys. Ajali and Nick.
Wise words from Monarch.
Wise words. Don't hate on people unless
they... Okay, I'm gonna cut that.
Wise words.
Wise words from my part 2.
Don't hate on people.
Yeah.
And... Except for... Oh, did I gay singer out there?
Oh my god.
Baki ho ke, teri.
Brown boys out.
Brown boys out.